Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, I'm always delighted when you are here with us on the show. Of course, this is an opportunity for us to share with you and to chat with you if you decide to call in. Oh, we love it when people call in, and of course, if you're new to the show, I just want to say welcome. Welcome to the show. And to all my faithful listeners, I say it all the time. I just love, 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 love you. You are the best. Thank you so much for listening, for your contributions, for your questions, for your motivational notes that you send. Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you. But listen, we are in the holiday season, and I'm excited about the holiday season, and I hope you are, too. You know, I've started seeing all kind of decorations going up for the holiday, and it's like, wow, we're at the end of the year. And not only are we at the end of the year, but we are embarking upon a new year. Isn't that something? Wow. Well, anyway, I just want to remind you, if you'd like to dial in, of course, you know we're live. If you'd like to dial in, you're more than welcome to do that. Just push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. And for those of you who may be new and you may not know, we are very intentional when it comes to the information that we deliver to you. For one, we really do our best to enlighten, inform, and entertain. But our mission started out the brainchild of this program, the Marketing Pulpit, wanted us to have a show so that we could build strong businesses in the community in order to put people to work. And the way we were to go about doing that, and the concept was, and still is, that we would bring information as it relates to business owners, workforce development. We would bring industry trends, discuss branding, sales, pricing, anything that business owners, entrepreneurs, topics that we felt they would be interested in. And, of course, as we moved on into the show, down through the years that we've been doing the show, we discovered that people were not only interested in economical issues, financial issues, budgetary issues, leading their staff, systems and tools that they could use to be more productive, but they were also interested in relationship issues, relationship topics as well. And so we've done our best to try to bring a mix of those things. And as I reflect back over the journey of this show, it was really our intention just to help out a little bit, and it has actually turned into something that we've been doing for quite a while now. And I'm just delighted that for those of you who have been with us since day one, I'm just so delighted that you have been there with us for this journey. And I really want to say thank you so much. And I hope all of you had a wonderful holiday. As I said, this is holiday time. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It was a beautiful day. So I hope you were able to be with your family and reflect on the things that you can be grateful for. Sometimes life brings challenges. It brings situations and circumstances in your life that you probably prefer not to deal with. But I have learned, and I am still learning, that in spite of those things, there's still always something to be thankful for. There's always something to be grateful for. So I hope that during your Thanksgiving, if you spent time with family or friends, that you did take the time to reflect on the things that you could be thankful for. I realized that although we've had some challenges, losses, loved ones, friends, people who are going through things, health issues, there's still things to be grateful for. And I'm grateful for you. I am. I'm very grateful for you, our listeners. So when we come back, I am going to share with you what we're going to talk about today on this show. Dr. Lake, of course, as you all know, my co-host, he has been very busy with mediation, but also speaking engagements, and we're really working to make sure that he has as many available as he can get. And hopefully he will be able to join us today. But if not, you've got me. That's right, you've got me. So when we come back, I am going to share with you what we're going to talk about today, right here on the Marketing Pulpit. I'm your host, Sharon Bennett.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. As we are embarking upon this beautiful holiday season, you know, it's really easy to get stressed out during the holiday season. So many people get stressed, and you know you can see that stress on people's faces. You can hear it in their voices. You see it in their attitude and their dispositions when they're in the crowds, shopping. People are stressed about diet. They're stressed about in-laws coming into town. They're stressed about what type of things you're going to get. Will they have the money to get it? Will they overspend? Have they already overspent? Oh, wow. There's so many things that you can get stressed about during this holiday season. But, you know, sometimes we really lose focus of what the season is supposed to be about. And as I mentioned to you, we do our best to help our listeners to stay productive, not just at work, but to really take inventory of family, their family life, and to have balance. We really encourage balance. So today I'm going to share with you just a few things that you might be able to do to avoid being stressed out during this holiday season. Yeah. I've learned some lessons through the years, and I'm sure you have. And if you have something you want to share, if you have a tip that you want to share how you remain stress-free, feel free to dial in or leave me a note. I'd be glad to know how you remain stress-free. Well, you know what? One of the things that can help Really, and I really mean, one thing that can help is making sure you get some really good sunlight. Did you know that sunlight stimulates the production of serotonin? Mm-hmm. And that serotonin is helps you to feel good. That's a chemical that helps you to feel good. And when you are out in the sunlight, turn your face to the sun and you feel that sunlight, it really does help in the production of serotonin. Mm-hmm. And there's also something that's called seasonal affective disorder, SAD, SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And it impacts millions of Americans every year, every year. And especially around the holiday time, people tend to become depressed. Not everybody, but millions of people become depressed. They become angry, suicidal. And one of the things that can assist with seasonal affective disorder, and if you suffer from that, or you may not even know that you're suffering from it, but to ease the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, it's a good idea to spend some time outdoors. And if you don't want to spend time outdoors, go near a window that's sunny, that allows light to come in, that allows light to come in. And if you're not able to do that, if you don't have a window that's positioned in your home or at work that allows natural sunlight to come in, you may want to consider phototherapy. It's a treatment that emits light, and that may be something that's really helpful to help avoid holiday stress. I know it may sound simple, but it really works. Get yourself some sunlight. Get some sunlight. And also, don't minimize the effect that walking can have on worry. You know, when you walk, the repetition of walking, the repetitiveness of walking, the rhythm that you get while walking, it tends to have an effect on your brain, similar to a tranquilizer. Not only that, but it decreases your anxiety. Mm-hmm. So maybe going for a brisk walk for half an hour or so during the day could really be helpful to avoid holiday stress. And last week we also talked about quite a few things that will also be helpful in reducing holiday stress. And the next one that I'm going to share with you, oh my goodness, this is one that sometimes you learn the hard way, but it's one that I've learned that's been very helpful. Try to reduce the amount of things that you do and try to enjoy your family. Do less. Worry less. Do less. Do less. Enjoy your time more. Sometimes we go overboard. People just tend to go overboard when the holidays come. And I get it. I do, because the holiday season is just so wonderful. It's festive. It brings fond memories. And you want to shop. You want to cook, send cards. There's so many events that you want to attend. And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself more stressed and annoyed, anxious, irritated, then you'll find yourself really enjoying the season. So enjoy the season. The other thing, and this is one we talked about last week, and if you missed last week's show, I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to it. That's right. Go back and listen to last week's show, because I included quite a bit in that show. And if you don't know how, you can just go to Mark and Pulpit. You sure can, and listen to our archive shows. But one of the things that I encourage would be mindful of your spending. Spending is one of the things that really tends to stress people, not only during the holidays, but after the holidays. So I'm not going to go back into those things, but be mindful of your spending. Be mindful of your spending. And if possible, do your best to stick to a routine. You know, prioritize what you're going to do every day. And for those who are off for a week or a couple weeks, or maybe you decided to take more time off during the holiday, try to stick to some regular routines and do your best to be mindful of your diet. Because, you know, during the holidays, there's so many festive activities going on. Some who may be members of organizations, or you're part of a nonprofit organization, or you are at work, there are holiday parties at work, there are holiday parties at home, there are holiday parties at other people's home. And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself eating yourself into a frenzy and putting on some extra pounds. But just remember to talk to yourself and remind yourself, hey, I need to really be mindful of the fact that I don't want to be stressed also after the holidays, so I'm going to be careful with what I'm eating, how I'm spending, and get out of the house, do some things, volunteer, do some exciting things during the holiday, but just be mindful of your time. And if possible, put yourself on a little routine for the holiday. That way, come January 2018, you're not bitter about the way you behaved in November and December. That's right. So these are some tips that I want to give you just so that you can be mindful of the fact that, hey, there's next year is coming. The holiday won't be here always. So make sure you do some practical things for the holiday to make sure that you're stress-free. And when we come back, I'm going to continue with a couple of things that you can do to avoid being stressed out during the holiday season right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit, where we do our best to provide information and programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And we also do our best to bring you some positive and helpful tips to take care of yourself and to take care of your relationship. So we don't just talk about business things. We also talk about relationships. We also talk about things that you can do to be good to yourself, to be nice to yourself. And today, we are talking about how to avoid stress during the holiday, how to avoid stress during the holiday. And if you're not careful, you can find yourself stressed doing a lot of cooking, doing a lot of cleaning, entertaining, going to parties, going to events, doing this, doing that, spending money, trying to figure out what gift to get who, trying to figure out what decorations to put up, trying to figure out what menus to fix. Oh, my goodness. It can become overwhelming. So we're just trying to give you a few tips to avoid being stressed out during the holiday. To avoid being stressed out during the holiday. A couple more things that I want to share with you is to accept the fact that you can't do it all. You just cannot do it all. You can't. And it's okay that you can't. Whether you are financially strapped, or even if you're not, if you have quite a bit of money that you can spend, if you budget it for the holiday, there's still plenty of stresses out there during this season. And my goal for this show, and I'm hoping what your takeaway will be, is that you can still enjoy the holiday season. You can still enjoy this holiday season without going overboard. Because if during and after the holiday season you're completely exhausted, you're frustrated, you're mad, you're depressed, you're sad about your spending habits, your dietary habits during the holiday, if at the end of the season you're feeling all those things and you're missing the joy of what this wonderful time of the season really is, then somewhere along the way, something went wrong. So what I'm hoping is that before you really jump into the season, is that you talk to yourself. Be mindful that the season is here and you want to enjoy it. You want to put the joy into the season. So accept that you can't do everything. You can't buy everybody everything, but there's some things that you can do. Instead, just realize you might need to get some help from family. You know, sometimes it's nice to do things collectively. If you have children and they have to have cookies for school, or they have to bring presents and they're having Christmas parties, you may be a member of a nonprofit organization and they're having things that are happening, you have, oh, wow, you really got to sit down and make sure that you are prioritizing the things that you have to do. And what's next? What else is there that you can do? Give yourself a gift. What gift? Give yourself a gift of relaxation. Ooh, just saying it feels good. Don't spend the entire holiday season doing for other people. Let me say that again. Don't spend the entire holiday season doing things for other people. If you go back and reflect on the past holiday, or the past couple of holidays, how did you feel before, during, and after? If you have not incorporated this, you need to incorporate this particular activity. Give yourself a wonderful, wonderful gift of taking it easy. Have a day during the week or the weekend where you know you're going to be in the holiday season doing all the wonderful things that this holiday season consists of, but you also want to incorporate a day for yourself. Even if it's just sitting down, listening to the wonderful holiday music, having something really nice and warm to drink, a moment where you're not tense, where your muscles aren't all tense and you're not stressed. You might want to even give yourself a gift certificate to the spa so that you can enjoy yourself and feel good during the holiday season. Give yourself the gift before or even after the holiday season. And also make sure that you take a look at the traditions that you are incorporating for this holiday season. If you have children, help them to really understand what the meaning and the reason for the season is. It really isn't all about getting, getting, getting. You know, it's nothing wrong with having a list of things that you want or a wish list that you want, but it's also about giving. It's about giving. And maybe this holiday season, maybe if you didn't do it this past holiday season, maybe volunteer and do something nice for some families that may not be as fortunate this year. Or maybe go out and buy some blankets, some fleece, some socks, things that those who may not have may need. Maybe do something really special for somebody else and involve the family in doing it. Or go sing carols. Don't make it all about shopping or all about cooking or all about being busy. Make it also about you enjoying this season, enjoying your family, but also enjoying yourself. And for a little while, another thing I want you to consider, turn off all your little gadgets. I know. That's so hard. Shut down Facebook for a little while. Maybe don't talk on the phone for a little while so that you can enjoy yourself and just enjoy your family. Now notice I didn't say turn your phone off. You know, I personally just don't really like turning my phone completely off or turning my ringers completely down for an extended period of time because I want to make sure that I'm available in the event that there's an emergency, but I'll leave that up to you. You make that decision, but I am suggesting not being on social media constantly, and spend some time with your family or with your friends. So I just wanted to share some things with you that I thought would be helpful to avoid the holiday stress. To avoid the holiday stress. And again, like I mentioned last week on the show, we also have some things that we wanted you to be mindful of. And if you find yourself getting depressed or you find yourself, you know, really in a slump, remember, it could be that you have one of the seasonal disorders, and stepping out in the sunshine, getting a little bit of sunshine might help, as we talked about early in the show. But also, if you find yourself feeling really down and depressed during the holiday season, I do want you to consider getting help. Get help, because sometimes when you're feeling like that, you may not always be able to help yourself. It could very well be that there's something more going on. And, you know, Dr. Lake and I, we always say, if you want to talk to somebody, if you really need to talk to somebody, Dr. Lake is always available. Or if you want to take a look at some tips or things like that that you might be able to do during the holiday season, or if you think, you know what, I really need to talk to somebody. I really need to talk to somebody. Well, Dr. Lake is always available, and you can reach him at 714-376-8643, or you can go to the website and you can send a message if you need help. And listen, you can always reach out to us here too. You can just send me a note or you can call. I can be reached at www.enjoylifeinc.com, www.enjoylifeinc.com, because we do want to be available for our listeners, especially if you're going through. Well, listen, I hope some of this has been helpful for you today. I really enjoy sharing with you, and I'm so delighted that you took time out of your day to listen to our show. And always open to your comments, your suggestions. If there are show topics or ideas that you'd like for us to consider, please let us know. We're so open to hearing. And, you know, the last thing I want to share with you is, again, during this holiday season, try to avoid being stressed and try to get back to the joy of what this season is really all about, the reason for the season. It truly is about family, life, and love. It's not so much about how much you spend or what you get. So remember, don't get caught up in the holiday stress. And also remember this, my dad said, if you want to be successful in life, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's what we try to do, and I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show today, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. You've been listening to Sharon right here in the Marketing Pulpit. Have a great day.